You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Because today is International Midwives Day, I'll be looking at why they are so important and stand up so well during times of crisis. I spoke to Jackie Anderson, the midwifery advisor at the New Zealand College of Midwives, on the matter.
Today is International Day of the Midwife, where we look at our maternity system and midwives, which lead the world. So I guess, what does a day like today mean to you?
It means, from the profession's point of view, it means an opportunity that midwives and midwifery and what midwives do are acknowledged and recognised as actually having a really significant role in the health and well-being of women and babies and the making of families, really, and that being part of the midwifery profession and being able to support families as they greet their newborns and turn into families themselves, it's a really important milestone. It's a rite of passage for most families, and it's part of, you know, the beginning of a whole new process of living and lives, and it's just really exciting. It's really satisfying. Sometimes it's a little bit daunting, but you know, it's an incredible, incredible physiological process that we are privileged to be a part of. And it's really lovely that we have a day that recognises that if most women, certainly every woman in New Zealand and many women around the world, a midwife is part of that process with them.
Now, with so much happening around the world and so many workers in different areas of healthcare facing quite tough times at the moment, what has it been like for midwives during this point in time?
Well, for midwives in New Zealand, particularly around the pandemic, it's, you know, to be identified and recognised as an essential worker. You know, it doesn't matter what else is going on, what crises is happening, babies are still going to be born and women and families still need support. So midwives are there through thick and thin, really, if you like. And, you know, they're an essential part of that process, and to be recognised in that is fantastic. The issues that happen for midwives, and particularly I'm aware in New Zealand and many of the other countries, particularly the Western world, where midwives have had to curtail some of the support they give because of the risks of infection. But actually, in the end, you know, you can't support women to give birth by telehealth. You know, you are there with them, and it's very personal, and it's very important that women have that service, and midwives are there to do that. There are some parts of the world where women have to birth alone, and or their midwives are persecuted or unable to help because of, you know, not just pandemic, things like wars and natural disasters, things like that. Really, really difficult for women when they don't have that support, but it's also difficult for the midwives because they still expect it, if they can, to be there to support, and they want to do that. And so it's quite challenging, but actually in the end, if you can do what you can, and midwives are there, you know, it's like all the health professionals in these circumstances, they are there through come what may, really. And you know, from a perspective of babies being born, they still come. We know that for many women who, are pregnant during times of crisis, whatever that crisis is, then the potential for them to labour a bit earlier as well, and their babies to need more support and care, is really increased. And so if they've got midwives around, then that's absolutely fabulous that they can actually help them do that and support them through that. It is essentially, in this country anyway, but essentially internationally, it's a women's workforce, and it's women supporting women. So, and a lot of work around pregnancy, but particularly labour and birth care, is quite private, and it's very personal, and it's not necessarily public. So until people experience that for themselves and recognise the role of the midwife, then sometimes our work is a bit hidden or unrecognised. But once people have been through it, you know, that the support we get from women and families around what a midwife is and what a midwife does, is it's not only heartening for the midwife, but it's really an acknowledgement that the role is so important.
It's interesting that you say, or you mention, hidden possibly underappreciated, yet it's so Aotearoa's maternity systems are so highly regarded, or even their midwifery is. Why is this, or I guess, why? What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I think really what you're talking about is in the wider midwifery world internationally, New Zealand maternity services and the midwifery service, where women are able to identify a known and named midwife who helps them navigate, negotiates, walks alongside them all the way through their pregnancy, labour and birth and postnatally. So the provision of a continuity of care model is what all maternity models and the WHO and International Confederation of Midwives are really striving for every country to have, but it's very difficult to do that. We are very aware that New Zealand is one of the few countries that has continuity of carer, of midwifery care, and that women are able to choose who that is and to be able to support them all the way through. The research is very clear that the outcomes for women and babies in those kind of models is much improved. It's not only physically, but also emotionally, and in helping women and families become mothers and parents, and their, what's the word I'm looking for? Really, their connection with their baby is really supported when they're looked after by somebody that they know. Even if they have to have other aspects of maternity services, if somebody's walking alongside them, is aware of what's their priorities, is aware of how they're growing their babies, what their health and well is like, and actually knows them really, really well, then the outcomes are identified as being much, much improved. And so really around the world, everybody's striving to have a similar sort of model, and it's not very easy. It depends on the support you get from the government. It depends on the infrastructure within a country. It depends on how women and babies are valued within those countries. And so in some countries we've got, women are not valued at all. And we only have to look at what's happening in places like Afghanistan, where women's health and well-being is not prioritised. And so when the midwifery world internationally looks at New Zealand and goes, that's what we know, the research evidence says is really great, then that's what we want. And so that's why we often have groups of midwives or midwifery organisations coming to New Zealand to come and have a look at our systems, because they want to know how it was set up, they want to know how we have maintained it, they want to know what are the things that might potentially damage it, particularly around resourcing, and it's what they want for their own women in their own countries. So I think that's really why it's internationally recognised and understood, because it's the aim of everybody, really.
On that note, I wanted to share with you this quote from the former College of Midwives Chief Executive Karen Gilliland. Thank you.
Yeah.
She said last year in a short film, "I'm always surprised at how famous New Zealand midwifery is everywhere else except in New Zealand." Yeah, I wanted to get your thoughts on that statement.
I'll just correct you. We call it midwifery, not midwifery.
Midwifery, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's all right. Well, I think what she's saying is you're never a prophet in your own land. Really, if you've ever heard that saying. What we have, we fought for really hard. Women and midwives in the 1980s fought really hard for this maternity system where women have a lead maternity carer and a known named midwife to provide care all through the pregnancy, labour and birth and postnatal continuum. And yet, at times we haven't, well, for a long time, the system, the model hasn't been appropriately supported through government and funding, that, people critique it and criticise it if they don't get exactly what they think. So very much about sometimes what's under your nose, what's in front of you becomes commonplace, and people become complacent about that. And I think our governments successively, not just the current ones but in the past, have taken for granted, if you like, the the service, the midwifery and maternity service that actually women identified was what their priority was, what they wanted, what they needed. And now that we've had it for about 30 years, it's become a little, I think it's been undervalued. Certainly the resources haven't been there, and I don't just mean funding. It's all about supporting and enabling the model to be, it's a great model. It's got evidence behind it. It's actually the, you know, the gold standard model, but any model can only exist if it's properly supported, resourced and administered. And some of the things that happen around women and women and babies, and we are essentially a women's workforce, aren't always prioritised. And I think we've fallen behind in being able to support midwives to support families. And so therefore many midwives have lost a little bit of faith in the process, and they feel undervalued. And that's why a day like today is actually saying, actually, you're important. You're really important.
That was Jackie Anderson, the midwifery advisor at the New Zealand College of Midwives, speaking about why midwives are so important here in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.